Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do have some audio yesterday. Myles Garrett, they were doing a new field down at Akronel at high school, which is a game I used to call high school football games at. Yeah, did you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, nice place. I actually liked it. Now they're putting in new field turf. So Myles Garrett, who, if I'm going to be critical of anything, I did see them doing the groundbreaking ceremony. If you watch the video, and Lima, you would like something like this. I don't think Myles Garrett has ever operated a shovel before yesterday. Because they showed him shoveling dirt, and everybody kind of knew what to do with the shovel and put their foot down on it and take a nice big thing of it. He did not. I don't think he understood how to do the shoveling. Yes.
He does excavations.
Oh, he does he?
Well, they don't. You don't put your foot in there and dig in with that. You have to be gentle.
With an excavation?
You don't want to break the bones.
Well, you're...
Yeah, when you're digging for dinosaurs, you kind of finally.
So did he think he's gonna? Did he think he was gonna find dinosaurs?
Never know what you're gonna
utter. Never know where a dinosaur bone could be.
Well, to be fair,
Judas Priest,
you and I need to put our foot on the shovel to get it into the dirt. He's smuggling pumpkins for arms. I don't think he needs the extra leverage of stepping on the shovel.
It's easier to put your foot on the shovel
for you and me. Yes, it's necessary. When you have arms like him, you don't need to step on the shovel.
The video is out there. Go take a look at the video and tell me if the guy knows how to operate a regular shovel.
He could use a pinky and have his new excavation company.
That's the most critical I'll be of Myles Garrett's comments, because they read one way to some people and they certainly sounded a different way. So let's go ahead and play those comments right now. Myles Garrett was asked about Gerald McCoy becoming a Cleveland Brown and Odell Beckham's comments about the future of the Cleveland Browns. Go ahead.
Odell Beckham.
Have you met him?
Hey, let him say his side of the ball.
I think that's his name.
I don't worry about his side of the ball. I know he's talking about. Nah, I mean, what they decide to do, I'll be okay with. I'll accept it and move on. But I think we're good with what we have. And I'm always going to be passionate about the guys we have in the locker room, because they've always been okay with me. They've always done right by me. So I have no problem, no playing with them going out there sweating, bleeding, winning with them.
So some folks got in that audio courtesy of the Chronicle Telegram. Scott Petrak's article, and we love Scott. Scott's headline, and I don't know if he actually writes the headlines, because this is always debatable, but the headline for it was, Myles Garrett says Browns don't need Gerald McCoy, and let Odell Beckham Jr., quote-unquote, worry about his side of the ball.
I'm amazed. I don't know, reading comprehension getting worse? I have the article in front of me, and it's not only reading comprehension.
Right,
it says Garrett objected to Beckham's interference with a smile.
Right.
And then there's a video with him smiling.
Right.
And you don't even have to click on the video. So if your takeaway from Scott Petrak's article was, oh, clickbait, trying to get everybody mad, the Browns, they did something wrong. No, you're just incapable of reading or even just looking at the picture of a smiling Myles Garrett. I have no sympathy for any of you.
Anthony, I understand what you're
saying.
And you
did the same thing, by the way, because you teased it all morning and said it was totally different. You had to see it before you read it. I can read it and I can see that he was joking.
I did the same thing. I knew what it was, but there were plenty of people who called it clickbait.
You're just as bad as the fans.
What are you talking about?
You're just as bad.
Why are you attacking me?
Because you misled the people all morning about the differences between the article and the actual sound, when it looks to me to be the exact same thing.
I'm sorry. How many people read the headline yesterday that
you're
said
just
Myles
as bad
Garrett
as those people? That's what I'm saying.
I'm explaining something here.
This was first grade level, Jason.
You can't go to the top. I'm explaining something here. That's all I'm trying to do. You're attacking me for trying to explain something. We're people. Not worked into a shoot about the headline yesterday.
And you were one of them, apparently.
I was not!
Then you misled people all morning when you were telling people, no, it sounded way different
because
than it read.
People were upset, so obviously
were
I
Were you
to,
upset?
What would you rather do,
were
Anthony?
Were you upset?
No!
Well, then you misled the people.
No,
not,
I didn't!
Not Scott Petrak.
Wait.
Weren't you just doing a radio tease?
How am I? Thank you!
Right.
Second of all.
So you were doing clickbait.
I said that they need.
You're just as guilty.
This is unbelievable.
You're just as guilty as what you are saying, Scott Petrak.
I don't have a point.
He's got a point.
I'm not listening to this. I was simply stating for the fact.
I'm going to need therapy after being with
for
you people.
For people to Jason Lloyd with us in studio. I was Oscar Mercado at 9 o'clock, by the way.
This is when we're at our best, by the way.
I was code word at 9:03. National contest. Contested words coming out of my mouth right now. You know what you're saying. I know you love to do your gotcha arguments. This isn't gotcha. I brought up, when people read the headline, Myles Garrett says Browns don't need Gerald McCoy and let Odell Beckham Jr., quote unquote, worry about his side of the ball. How do you think most Browns fans took that?
Are the smart ones or the dumb ones? There's a difference.
There were certain people in the media who took it that way.
The smart ones or the dumb ones?
I'm not going to name names.
This is, but
name
this is a, you're right. People
not with
did.
The mics on.
People were outraged.
Thank you.
People were outraged. And to
all
that,
I was trying to do was explain it.
Man.
That's why you're telling me I'm crazy. This is why Trevor Bauer records every conversation with the media.
I got
because
smart.
I had the audio of Myles Garrett. Okay, well, plenty of people listen to the show. Myles Garrett said it in a joking fashion, and you're right. He said it with a smile. That's the reading comprehension thing you bring up. But if you just let me, for a second, if you just let me out from under the rock you're trying to throw on top of me here, is that I wanted people to hear the comments because the comments are fairly innocent and that, well, not fairly, they are. Can we hear the comments again from Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Myles Garrett, yesterday, courtesy of the Chronicle Telegram, go.
Odell Beckham.
Have you met him?
Hey, let him say his side of the ball.
I think that's his name.
I don't worry about his side of the ball. I know he's talking about. Nah, I mean, what they decide to do, I'll be okay with. I'll accept it and move on. But I think we're good with what we have. And I'm always going to be, you know, passionate about the guys we have in the locker room because, you know, they've always been okay with me. They've always done right by me. So I have no problem, no plan with them going out there and, you know, sweating, you know, bleeding, you know, winning with them.
Sweating with them. He said, and it was mentioned here in the article by Scott Petrak, you remember last year when they brought up several options for pass rushers and whether or not it was Bradley Chubb. Myles Garrett did not want Bradley Chubb. His argument was that he loves Emmanuel Ogba. So he is certainly certainly loyal to the people he plays with. But you're coming after me when there were plenty of people who read the article, including people who are saying to us right now, Tyler, read the headline. The headline is different than presented
is
in the article.
Is that all
people
you guys
more
are
than likely mad because the headline was painting a picture of negativity where the actual article and video were the opposite?
Man, in 2019, is it that hard to read more than just a seven-word headline? Is it really that difficult?
Anthony.
I can't believe this. See, this is the problem in politics today, too. People are just reading headlines, and then they stop.
That's true.
You know what? Then I have no sympathy for you. If you get outraged and if you get worked up over a headline and you didn't have the decency or the reading comprehension or 10 more seconds of your life to go down and skim, I can skim, by the way. You don't even have to read every word. I don't need to see every subject and predicate. I can skim. Remember the old motion you'd make with your hand and you just skim down?
This is what's
very easy to do.
Tone, this is what's happening, though, is that everything they read, everything they read from somebody in the media has become something that has been negative towards Odell Beckham Jr. When they read a headline that becomes towards Odell Beckham Jr., they believe it's going to be something negative. When I read that first headline, I did not hear the comments. I go, let me click on the article because I saw a bunch of people, including media members, get a little bit hot and bothered about it. So I had to click on the article. Yes, when I read the article, it seemed that they were innocuous comments. And when I heard it, yeah, I meant it in a joking fashion.
There's also a video embedded in the article.
That's why I wanted to play the audio of the video so people could hear the comments of what he said, because it wasn't that bad. But you've had a system here that over the last month, hey, we're as guilty as anybody. We talk about Odell Beckham Jr. We talk about whether or not he's a quote-unquote distraction. And so people automatically are going to think that people are on the that media members are on the attack again. You can't come after me.
Oh, it's just fun
I'm
to
just
come after you.
Trying to explain.
That's
it.
The fun in it. And people are saying, "Well, look in the headline. There's in the headline that's actually on the tweet. Forget about clicking on the article." Well, sorry guys, if you get that outraged and then you decide not to click on the actual article, then you know what? Maybe you're not the audience.
I love the whole clickbait. I'm not clicking on that. I'm not giving you that click. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, it's like clickbait has become, I'm not going to click on that and give you your one click.
But
so,
what you're doing,
so they're going to look at that headline and say, that's a clickbait headline. I'm not going to give you your click.
But it's silly because what happens is,
I agree with you,
they go off on Twitter and they start to talk about their outrage
without even reading it.
And then guess what? It makes everybody want to go click on the article.
This is a deeper problem. 216-578-0092. We'll get back to this and also the 2021 draft. might be here. There's some great things about it. There's a couple of not so great things about it. That, and do you still have faith that the Indians, not can, will win the division? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lime on the Fan. Lime is in battle mode.
I'm in battle mode, ladies and gentlemen. Typing all caps to everybody on Twitter right now. So here is what a lot of people are doing. And a
Jason
recap.
Lloyd in yes. studio, and we got Oscar Mercado at 9. Go ahead.
Who came through again yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Man, he looks like a nice one. He looks like a nice young player.
We're going to enjoy him for some years as we wave bye-bye to Jason Kipnis.
Don't be doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get everybody up to speed. Yesterday, Scott Petrak puts out an article, and in the article, he talks about Odell Beckham Jr. and Myles Garrett, because it's an interview with Myles Garrett. The headline is, Myles Garrett says Browns don't need Gerald McCoy and let Odell Beckham Jr., quote, worry about his side of the ball. And everybody is outraged. All these Browns fans are outraged because apparently they have 9 hours a day to watch Netflix, but their favorite team in the world, they only can look at a headline. They don't want to click on anything, and they don't want to see that, oh, by the way, there's a video embedded with the interview. You don't even have to be a good reader. You don't even have to take a bunch of time to sit there and scan the words on the page. You don't even have to have reading comprehension. You don't even have to, technically, you don't even really have to be able to have eyesight. You could just have someone help you click on the YouTube video that is embedded on the actual page, and then you can hear the comments yourself. My question is, if you're such a big Browns fan and you just walk around being angry all day, I don't understand why you're even on Twitter, why you're even looking at social media. You've got to have miserable lives that this is that hard for you to do. Yes, yes, okay. The headline was printed to draw you in. Yeah. Guess what? The media is a for-profit endeavor. It's not out there for nobody to make money. Everyone has to make money or you don't get any of this. All this free stuff that's out there, you don't have to pay a dime to click on Scott Petrak's article. You don't have to do any of that. I don't understand what people are so miffed about. Every part of your lives, it has to do with people selling you for your money at some point. This is free. This is all free. This is all free. You don't have to pay anything. And you click on it and you're angry. Why are you so angry? Just see the video. It's right there. It was nice of Scott Petrak to embed the video. You don't even have to read his article. You don't even have to look at the, quote, lazy journalism. It's right there on the screen for you. Do we have to hold your hands? Are we that incapable of as a society right now that we are bypassing not only the journalism that's there, but also the video that is a miraculous, miraculous, futuristic part of 2019 that we can see the video of Myles Garrett right there, probably, by the way, minutes after he talked. Jason, how would this have been in 1978? When would you have actually seen the Myles Garrett video? 3 days later?
I've never seen you froth like this.
I can't believe people.
In all the months I've been coming in here, I've never seen him froth.
People
like
at
right
an all-time
now.
Laziness.
Are you done with your frothing?
Yes.
I think you're a little bit of a hypocrite.
Why?
Because you have, and said it on air, by the way, have joked about basically sending troll tweets in your own right as a media member to try to get people worked into a shoot.
He's
so people
point.
See those things. They see the headline. Now, I said the headline, what Scott's tweet was, Petrak of the Illyria Chronicle-Telegram, his tweet was the headline. Now, I got that. And the headline, when I read the headline, if I'm just a regular Browns fan, just, hey, let's check out the internet and see what they're saying about the Browns. And I read, Myles Garrett says Browns don't need Gerald McCoy and let Odell Beckham Jr., quote-unquote, worry about his side of the ball. I don't know if that's going to meet me with a lot of positivity when I go check it out at first blush. Now, yeah, you're right about clicking on, but I just think it's kind of odd that you're calling people out when you... Well, Scott didn't even do it. That wasn't even Scott's intention, but you are absolutely guilty of trying to get people worked up.
So part of this is, I have to wonder, like, your range of emotions of just anybody a part of society, to where you get that worked up. You see the headline, you see it, and you immediately turn into the Incredible Hulk, and yet you can't just, okay, I'm going to click on that headline that just incensed me, and then see, oh, here's what it says. Are we incapable of having these kind of emotions and maybe scale them back a little bit? Why are you getting so angry? Why is everybody thinking that the media is out to ruin the Cleveland Browns? Because that's what this is. We're seeing this every day. People are tweeting us, telling us, all the media members that are trying to ruin the Browns. As if
I listen to Adam the Bull every day. He's definitely trying to ruin the Browns.
As if we don't want to go to the Super Bowl for a week in Miami, as if we don't want to write the next books and make money off the winning Cleveland Browns.
On your great vacation that your company pays for you.
Like, I'm amazed. I'm absolutely
miserable at the Super Bowl. I'd rather not go back.
In Miami?
Atlanta was not a great time.
All right, I'll go to Miami for you then.
I am going next year, but I'm getting out for the game, unless the Browns are in it.
You don't have to stay for the game.
I'm leaving for the game.
You got to go for the week. Anyway, you see what I'm saying, Kenny? Just bear with us here. We're having more coverage of the Cleveland Browns than ever before. If this is how fans are going to react every day, then maybe you're better off with 0-16 Browns.
I just still think that people are – I don't think it's just Browns fans. I think anybody sees a tweet, they're going to react to it. Hell,
I did yesterday. But right now I'm listening to Browns fans. I'm hearing Browns fans.
I didn't even click on the – go ahead.
All I'm seeing are Browns fans get upset every day, and it's amazing to me. The Browns are good, and you're getting upset every day that there's coverage of the Browns.
Well, Wall Street Journal published an article and says the Warriors would not be a dynasty without Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, and Kevin Durant.
That's amazing. See
that. And I'm sure that this is actually very well written, but guess what? I didn't read a damn word of it. I just wrote – boy, it sure takes some pills to print this headline by you guys, but I'm sure it's very well written and very well thought out, and it's not as stupid nearly as what that says right there, as what that headline says. So it's just it's just part of what we do. And I think that, you're overreacting a little bit. I think you're overreacting a little bit to the fans.
I am or the fans?
The fans are the fans. The fans are always going to overreact. Okay. We do this almost every day now.
As long as I just heard Ken admit that the fans are overreacting, that's fine.
I said the fans overreact. Okay. There you go. But the fans are okay to overreact. When we overreact, we have to be able to get a little bit of perspective here and there. All right. Well done. Well said. Took and Akron, you're next up in the fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I was just saying, when I heard the hook yesterday, I wasn't even concerned about anything with OBJ because that's what Myles Garrett does. Like I was telling your screener in Hard Knocks, Baker, he was mentioned stuff, breaking Baker's balls. And then even after a game, Baker saying, you know, Myles, when I think Myles rubbed his head in an interview. Remember he went behind and put his sweaty hand on his brownie, got mad. Myles does, he just says that stuff because he's just kind of some camaraderie. He just wants to, you know, get you going. But it's all good for the team. And anybody that's on the Browns, I think they understand that and they know that. And that's why he was chuckling. But if anybody doesn't know, the Browns are going to take it the wrong way. But if you've been paying attention, you should already know Myles didn't mean it in a negative light.
All right.
Your thoughts and thanks, guys.
Took, thank you very much for the call. I feel that when you read the I didn't have a problem with what Myles said when I heard the comments. But when you read that headline, I don't think you're really surprised that people are going to take that way?
I guess I'm surprised that all these fans who want Browns coverage, who love talking about the successful Browns, and are there to consume all of it, can only take a millisecond out of their day to just see a headline, and then they get outraged, and they don't see what the actual story is.
That,
I mean, that's
really,
on you.
At some point, of social that's, media, at
some point,
especially
it is, but at some point, that's on you. And if you're getting upset about that, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I did do that, but at first, I'll admit it. My first reaction was, "Whoa, geez, really?" And then I had to click up because I have to. It's our job. I had to click on the article. Well, many people are just going to see that, and given that it comes on the heels of a days, weeks long argument about Odell Beckham Jr., where, I heard what Rodney Harrison had to say, and I think it was way out of bounds, but I heard what Rodney Harrison had to say about it, and I heard what other guys said defending Odell Beckham Jr. and going after Odell Beckham Jr. Well, obviously, fans of a football team, their favorite players play on their football team, they're going to be defensive of the players. Media always loses here. I just don't know how else to tell you that. We always lose. You always lose to the player.
I'm just trying
they
to...
They will always take the side of the player.
I swear, I know it doesn't sound like this. I'm just trying to help because if you think this is bad, wait till the Browns lose a game and you see what the headlines are, not locally, but around the country. Wait till you hear what all the national hosts say. This is the easy stuff. This is off-season. Almost everything written about the Browns is positive right now. And if you're getting worked up now, oh my God, I hope the Browns don't lose two straight games. Because I don't know how you guys are going to collectively take it. I really don't.
I still think, though, when you have games, there will be people who are angry at whatever opinion there is and say that things are okay, but there will definitely be people who are upset at what's going on in the field. You will have more football opinions. Right now, what makes us so annoying is that we're still a ways away from training camp. You have guys who are going down in OTAs, which you did bring up something that was salient before about, are you getting better? Are you not getting better? Are you guaranteed you're not going to get injured if you're not at OTAs? Things like that. You have guys who sit out OTAs because they're trying to prove a point. Hello, Julio Jones again. And so those things are always going to be taken negatively. Well, by the time the football season comes around, there will be other things to get a football fan's attention. That's the actual game. Right now, it's just all opinion and a bunch of damning opinion on stuff that we can't guarantee. Odell Beckham Jr. could go out there and have 1,600 yards this year receiving. And certainly that would shut a lot of people up now, wouldn't it? He can go out there and have 900 yards receiving, and people will go, man, I really want more. So I just don't think that any of it is going to be solved right now. And when I see that type of headline, yeah, my first reaction is not going to be a kind reaction as a fan. I don't blame a fan for sifting through, seeing that reaction. They're not thrilled. I hope they clicked on it for Scott's sake and for the article. But even Scott said it himself. He tried to explain himself, and he said a lot of people objecting to the headline. Despite the smile, I believe Miles was being serious about OBJ. Doesn't mean there's a problem between them, just giving his opinion.
And you know what? That's for everybody to be able to discern. So read the story, look at the video. It's all there for you, and you can decide if you're a Browns fan. I realize Browns fans don't want anything negative said about their team right now. They believe that's an impossibility. That even if you talk about Duke Johnson, even if you talk about, you know, people not being there for OTAs, it's all 100% positive. And if that's what you want, then you can, and you have probably curated your own experience on social media. But I think that's dangerous. Oh, yeah. I think you should get an eclectic grouping of viewpoints. If you just want that, I mean, I can only imagine.
Who in the world today wants an eclectic?
That is not reality.
I swear, when I watch politics, I watch three different networks.
I do too. I'm the same. But the vast majority of people only want to hear what they want to hear.
I know. I think it's a big mistake in today's day and age.
I don't disagree.
I didn't say it's not a mistake, but people only want to hear what they want to hear, of course. 216-578-0092. We got some people on hold. We'll get to them. And also, I got to talk some Indians when we come back with you, Jason, because I need to know. They're 6.5 back. They've lost 2 straight to Oakland.
Yeah.
And Oakland's not that great. I don't think they suck, but they're not that great. Do you believe they will, not can, will still win the division? Also, Oscar Mercado coming up at 9 o'clock, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.